The troubles of the BBC have been well documented in recent years. The Jimmy Savile child abuse scandal and subsequent cover-up left the reputation of the organisation battered. And now, a parliamentary report has revealed that the taxpayer-funded broadcaster broke its own rules on generous payouts by paying £25 million to 150 former managers as part of their redundancy deals. According to the report by the National Audit Office, which is responsible for overseeing publicly funded organisations, the total cost of severance payments during the period was £25 million, with an average individual payment of £164,200 in the 3 years to December 2012. The Director General at the time of the Savile scandal, George Entwistle, resigned as a result of the fallout from the affair, but not before he was handsomely compensated. The report states that the BBC Trust paid the former BBC Director General, George Entwistle, £475,000 after announcing his resignation. At a time of economic struggle, the public are not happy with stories like these.
And where you have two people equally being overloaded with work, yeah? Just because the busman is overloaded with work doesn't mean he should get 20 times the pay, you know? It's just not right, no?
It's not fair, but there's a lot of stuff that isn't fair in this country.
The National Union of Journalists released a press release stating,
"The report showed that it was one rule for managers and a very different rule for the ordinary creative workers at the corporation. It's good to know that the new Director General intends to address the problem of excessive management payouts and the double standards being operated by the BBC.
The report by the NAO wasn't completely negative, stating that on the whole, the BBC offered good value for money to the licence fee payers. However, the response of other media outlets show that the efforts to bring down the BBC's reputation won't stop quickly. Issa Ali, Press TV, London.